Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Kevin Kinney about the opioid crisis and a recent article that he had written about the issue. Well, you mentioned in the article that in the state of Iowa last year, 200 people died of opioid overdoses. And I just wonder if you have seen the effects of this opioid crisis, and why is this situation or this problem of such importance to you?
Well, when I was in law enforcement, I worked on a task force from the U.S. Attorney's Office for 2 years where all I did was work on opioid death investigations, delivery of controlled substance causing death. And during that time, I worked on about 25 different cases where people had died of an opioid overdose and deceased. And then, it's here in our community. There was a young man, he's actually a cousin of mine, that also died of an opioid overdose death this summer. So it hits people in all walks of life here in Iowa. So it's something that we need to look at.
The drug abuse of it, how do you think it has happened here in the growth of it here in Iowa? And what do you think are, if there are any misconceptions as to, you know, who could be an abuser of opioids?
Well, I think there's a big misconception of who is the person that's abusing opioids. I mean, it's one of those things where, again, when I was working on those deaths and all the interviews that I had conducted, common denominator, a lot of cases was people started getting hooked on opioids through prescription medications. After that, they then would turn to heroin after they couldn't get the prescriptions any longer, or the prescription medications, and they would turn to heroin. And now what's happened, it's what they're cutting the heroin with. They're using fentanyl, which is 100 times more potent than heroin. So it's one of those things where people don't know what they're taking. May be able to take a dose or a couple lines of heroin one time, and the next time they die because of what it's being cut with. So it's the unknown.
In your article, you mentioned you are a member of the Opioid Epidemic Evaluation Study Committee, and you mentioned that the committee is expected to make recommendations by November 15th on how to best tackle the problem. And I wonder if you have any personal recommendations that you'd want to mention of how you think the state of Iowa should move forward to tackle this problem.
Well, this is, it's kind of a broad picture. I mean, one of the things that we're looking at is trying to work on PMP, the prescription monitoring device, or system in which doctors can go on and check to see if they have someone that is doctor shopping, before they would be able to prescribe prescriptions to that person. Another, thing that we're looking at is even allowing needle exchange programs. It's not just the people that are dying, it's the people that are spreading the hepatitis C virus along with the HIV virus by sharing needles and so forth. So that's something else that we're looking at. One of the biggest reasons is the safety of law enforcement, safety if they're patting someone down that is an intravenous drug use abuser, that they will not sticks and so forth. The health care cost for someone that is being treated for hepatitis C or HIV is very expensive. And if we can keep those costs down by a needle exchange program, I think that that's something that we should be looking at. There's just so many different things that we have to look at. We have to look at treatment. We have to, for people that are on trying to withdraw from an opioid, and look at how to be able to treat those people and have beds available for those people.
And why do you think those in Southeast Iowa should care about this crisis, and what can we do to move forward and to try to battle this?
Well, I think it's very important to people all over the state of Iowa, because to me, people in all communities are dying. because of opioid overdose death. I don't care if it's an urban area. I don't care if it's a rural area. It's happening here all over Iowa. And I think that it's hitting all walks of life, all ethnic groups, something that we have to address and to be able to help combat people and stop them from dying.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Kevin Kinney. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.